had to sit down and write a little something. But I said, geez, I haven't seen my friend in such a long time. Then I said, oh, you know what? You should listen to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. And then you wouldn't miss me so much.
It's 6 o'clock, sunrise in the marsh. Song sparrows, American robins, red-winged blackbirds, nuthatches, yellowthroats, and ravens are heard in the rich tapestry of morning birdsong. You are listening to a special 24-hour Earth Day broadcast of the soundscape from Tektexan Marsh in unceded Wasanik territory on Saturna Island, British Columbia. The sounds you are hearing are synchronized to your local time. That is, they were recorded at the exact same time it is for you right now. For more information, you can visit wetlandproject.com. We invite you to add your voice to the conversation by sending a little tweet of your own to @wetlandproject. This is Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
Good morning. This is Margot, your host for Energies and Music, which is airing from 4 to 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll check your weather listings in your area for your weather updates. The next segment on Adventures in Music is the Autumn Forest of North America, coming to you from CKUT 90.3 FM and CKUT.ca by website. Thank you very much for listening. Have a good day.
morning. It's 6:30. The morning chorus is filled with the trills, chatter, and chack of the red-winged blackbirds and the sweet call of the song sparrow. You are listening to a special 24-hour Earth Day broadcast of the soundscape from the Tektexan Marsh in unceded Wassanic territory on Saturna Island, British Columbia. The sounds you are hearing are synchronized to your local time. For more information, visit wetlandproject.com. We invite you to add your voice to the soundscape by sending a tweet to @wetlandproject. This is Vancouver Co-op Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM. If you enjoy special programming like this, consider supporting Co-op Radio's spring fundraising drive with a donation at cooperadio.org, coopradio.org.
If you have flu-like or COVID-19-like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test-covid-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Sarah's excited to celebrate her birthday at a restaurant. She's thought about it all week. She invited her friends. She got a new dress. She went to the restaurant. She wasn't allowed in the restaurant. She had to put away her new dress. She couldn't see her friends. And she thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. A vaccination passport is now required to enter certain public spaces. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Thank you.
I slept too little and drank too much.
What's my hypnosis anyway? Get out of bed like this. Oh, Christ.
Rise and shine. With CKUT 90.3 FM.
From New York, this is Democracy Now!
We are the voice of the animals, we are the voice of the trees, because they don't have the voice. Creator to us gave us stewardship over the land, so that's what we're doing. We are fighting for clean water, for future generations, for Mother Earth, for the world.
People versus fossil fuels. Over 530 people have been arrested in Washington in a historic week of indigenous-led civil disobedience calling on President Biden to declare a climate emergency and stop approving fossil fuel projects. On Thursday, dozens of indigenous activists occupied the Bureau of